kicking standpoint, Prater obviously had a lot of success from 50-plus yards. When making the decision to release Prater and keep McManus, how confident are you going forward with him 50-plus yards in that range?
Well, he's got plenty of leg. I mean, you watch the kickoffs, right? Yeah, that travels pretty far. Again, you work with, a new snapper, a new holder, a whole new football team. You need reps and you need practice. And so he's definitely plenty talented enough. And we have great confidence in him moving forward.
John, I know there are a lot of Ronnie Hillman advocates on your coaching staff still.
Mm-hmm.
What does Hillman have to do to become the running back you thought you were getting in the third round a few years ago?
Well, I think, it's back to performance, and it's back to consistency in all phases of your performance, whether it's the run game or the pass game. Obviously he has talent, or we wouldn't have selected him where he did, and he's still on our football team, so we have a lot of confidence in his ability. He hasn't had a ton of opportunities thus far this year, and like I said, I think he helped his cause yesterday.
Is there something about his style?
No, we're not really, it's not figure skating or, springboard diving. It's doing your job. I mean, it's not, sometimes it's not pretty or, judges. It's just on performance. And like I said, that's in both phases of the game, the passing game and the run game. And so he's worked very hard, and, I think you saw that yesterday.
You think Monty will practice
with you? Won't know that till Wednesday. Yeah.
You have no inclination right now of Monday, right?
I don't know what that means really, but I'll give you an injury report on Wednesday.
How has Cody handled being game day inactive during the weeks of practice?
I think you work very hard. It's a long week of preparation. Not easy by any stretch. All these guys want to play. I don't blame them for that. But I think, attitude-wise, the way he goes about his business, in the practice week, in preparation, I think he's handled it great.
You continue to see growth in his mental aspect of the game?
Yeah. It's hard for all of them. This game's about what to do, how to do it, and do it under pressure. And so, he'll continue to improve if that's the right attitude and the right mindset for everybody, whether it's trying to keep your position or gain a position.
Why did you choose not to activate C.J.
Anderson? We do that every week. They make us inactive seven guys on a 53-man roster. So, as I tell you guys all the time, all these take on a different personality. There's certain needs, certain matchups, without getting too much into the strategy of it, the Cardinals played a lot of wide receivers, in the scouting report, and we went with, four backs is a lot. And so we'd done that over the first few weeks, and yesterday we went with an extra DB. Mm-hmm. Again, a young player to us I think is improving. I thought is, it wasn't all perfect. It never is, but he's got excellent quickness. And, I think he made strides in bettering his game as a return man yesterday. I think that was evidenced by his performance.
John, HGH testing starting mm-hmm. in the league today. You've been around this game a long time. How do you feel about the implementation of this finally? Are you curious what the results maybe are going to be?
I mean, I know what HGH stands for. I have no idea what it is. Right? I mean, we presented it to our football team on Thursday just to try to stay ahead of some of the stuff. And really on Thursday, we didn't even know when it started until Friday. All right, but we got the memo. We showed everything that we needed to make sure they were alert to. as we do with everything. You know, people in this building do a great job of communicating stuff from the league office, just trying to stay ahead of it. You know, and they're going to pick, I think, five players from eight teams and start it today. I have no idea what time or even if we were one of the teams, I don't know. You'd have to ask somebody at a different pay grade than me. I don't. I mean, it's. I just know that's the rules.
Anything else? Okay,
John, Coach, will you guys get together to look at the first four games like you've done in the past, quarterly, or have you already sort of taken care of that with the bye week?
That was pretty much, you know, when we don't have a team to prepare for during the bye week, we kind of evaluate where we were. You know, we briefly talk about it today. You know, the first quarter being completed, and then kind of take a peek at the second quarter. So that's kind of where we are.
There was a time where that evaluation was lengthy. Is it a little bit more efficient, a little bit more consistent now with your team?
I'm not following you.
Never mind.
Okay.
Chief, Vaughn Miller was a sack and a half, and DeMarcus mm-hmm. with another sack. Does it feel like they're starting to come on and – obviously, the more they do, the easier it makes everybody else's job.
Yeah, I mean, they're both, you know, really good players. And, you know, I think like our whole football team, you know, we just completed the first quarter of the race. So, you know, I anticipate, you know, I felt like I've liked our bunch. And, you know, we just have to get used to playing with each other. We have a lot of new faces out there. You know, this is kind of a teamwork kind of game. So I think they're getting more and more comfortable with the defense, with the communication amongst their teammates, and they both had good performances yesterday.
With Vaughn, I mean, he had such a forgettable season last year. Have you noticed a growth, a leadership type role he's taken on this year? Has he matured as a person? Have you noticed that this season?
Yeah, I think, you know, whether it's your job or their job or my job, I think, you know, all in all, if you're working hard, I mean, you're going to get the more you do it, the better you're going to get. So. I think, you know, I've seen growth and maturity and, you know, better in his performance.